Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Ruth plus Boaz, the Mother's Day version. John Maxwell said, "We overestimate what we can do in a day. We underestimate what we can do in a year." In the case of parents, I think we do the same thing. We lose sight of the big picture when we get bogged down in the details and the pressures of each day. As a result, many times we are unaware of the long-lasting rewards that come from our daily obedience and God's eternal faithfulness. This was never more true than in the fantastic love story of Ruth plus Boaz. Last week, we looked at the history of Pentecost and what took place 50 days after the Passover. We saw a picture in the Old Testament that was fulfilled in the New Testament. The Jews saw this too. In the Hagiographa, or the Holy Writings, they picked one of the books of the Old Testament to read at each of the annual Jewish feasts, and the book of Ruth was selected for Pentecost. I think this was because Ruth herself is in essence a harvest of God's blessing. She is the first fruits of the non-Jewish people whom God has engrafted into his holy family. The story of Ruth's coming into God's family is birthed out of heartache. Elimelech and Naomi live in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, but it was a time of famine. Elimelech's name means God is king, but Israel had no king, and everyone lived for themselves. Naomi's name means pleasant, but her days were bitter. See Judges chapter 21, verse 25, and Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. After Elimelech and his two sons die, Naomi changes her name to Mara, which means bitterness. And yet, she hears that the Lord has come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, and she decides to return to Bethlehem. She counsels her daughters-in-law to remain with their families in Moab, but Ruth decides to cling to Naomi. In the face of utter hopelessness, Ruth could have chosen what was familiar, her family, her homeland, her gods, but instead she chose to cling to Jehovah. Perhaps when she heard that Jehovah had come to the aid of his people, she realized, "I've never heard of Chemosh coming to the aid of his people. We sacrifice to him, but he doesn't do anything for us. This Jehovah cares for his people. I will put my faith in him." Ruth's first step of obedience triggers a whole series of events, starting with one that the writer of this story introduces by saying, "As it turned out, Ruth found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz." But this is no accident. God oversees and directs all of the details. All of history is his story. God is in charge of the tiniest of details, even down to directing Ruth to the right barley field. Ruth's trust in Jehovah, her obedience in following him, set things in motion that God had planned, just as Paul explained in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Moms, at the end of the story of your life, you will look back and see so many as-it-turned-out moments, but that means you are living in an as-it-turned-out moment right now. If you believe God is overseeing the details of your life, then every moment is divinely orchestrated by Jehovah. Every moment is strategic. Every moment is God-directed. You must remain daily obedient to God. Don't underestimate the legacy of God's provision that is being established every single day that you remain obedient in following him. Look at the amazing way God used Ruth and Boaz in the family tree of Jesus Christ. See Ruth chapter 4, verses 16 to 22, and Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Moms, your obedience today is preparing your children and their future generations for them to experience God's provision in a coming famine. See Amos chapter 8, verse 11, and Psalm chapter 91. Of course, Ruth can't give birth to Obed without there being a father, which is why the story is called Ruth plus Boaz. On Father's Day, we'll look at the integrity of Boaz that made this possible too. So please make plans to join me then.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.